Today on the KMMO Ag Report, we'll be talking about information from the Missouri Corn Growers Association. While rounding out the trio of news impacting growers, President Trump sat down with leadership from Canada and Mexico to sign the new North American Free Trade Agreement, NAFTA, now deemed the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA. The next step is for the national legislators of each country to ratify the agreement. Mexico remains a top market for U.S. corn and represents the greatest potential for corn grind and future growth. Throughout the negotiation, Missouri Corn has stressed the importance of protecting grower access to our number one customers. In 2017-2018, Mexico imported nearly 1 billion bushels of grain in all forms. We'll be working hard in 2019 to push Congress to ratify USMCA in a timely manner. Missouri farmers must have the certainty of our closest markets. Missouri corn grower officials say stay tuned as we'll be calling on you to weigh in. Though positive progress is happening, we must maintain a strong push to reach the finish line. Other news from the Missouri Corn Growers Association: looking to expand your advocacy arsenal, the 8th class of Missouri Corn Roots Leadership Academy kicked off in Jefferson City. 10 up-and-coming leaders from around the state are delving into the biggest issues facing corn farmers today and learning to communicate effectively to consumers, the media, and legislators. The second session of Corn Roots takes place in conjunction with their annual meeting. The final session puts these leaders' skills to work as they travel to Washington, D.C. to advocate for the state's corn and ethanol industries on Capitol Hill next summer. Corn Roots has been a successful program because of the committed farmers who are stepping up to the plate and making their voices heard in the policy process. We now get this from Tim Baker of the University of Missouri Extension.
Here's a horticulture tip from University of Missouri Extension. Winter is a good time to prune large tree limbs, but be sure you prune them properly to avoid damage to your tree. First, make a cut from the bottom of the limb up about one-third way, then finish the cut from the top. This helps to prevent the limb from splitting and breaking off. This will ensure a clean cut, leaving fewer places where disease and insects can become established. This has been Tim Baker with a horticulture tip from University of Missouri Extension.
Farmers and producers, keep in mind it is the 48th Missouri Governor's Conference on Agriculture that will be held January 10th and 11th at Tantara Resort at the Lake of the Ozarks. The conference is designed to be engaging, thought-provoking, and rich in content. They'll address current topics and trends in Missouri agriculture and include nationally recognized speakers that build on the Missouri Department of Agriculture's more strategic vision. Best of Missouri Grown reception will be held on Thursday night, January 10th, with a portion of all proceeds going to raise scholarship funds for youth and agriculture. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.